Gun sales across the country are surging, and in Florida, there have been several record-setting days in the past few weeks. Tallahassee-based Red Hills Arms is struggling to keep up with demand. The store says many of its buyers are first-time gun owners. I'm Lynn Hatter. The walls of Red Hills Arms are usually lined with shotguns, the glass cases full of handguns. But on a Thursday morning, there are just a few handguns left and more empty wall space than full. Store owner Katie Shelfer says they've been juggling the inventory around to make it look fuller in order to keep people from panic buying. Usually, there's a surge of gun sales around times of natural disasters, mass shootings, or when gun reform legislation has been proposed. But this time, well, it's different.
It's all home defense. Everyone needs something for home defense. That's what they keep stressing, home defense, home defense. Can't get any one answer out of anybody. I mean, they're just kind of overarching this sense of anxiety and just kind of everything seems a little ominous. Things were closed. Their life has just been altered, you know, some people more than other people.
Shelfer says her team has been emphasizing gun safety and taking time out to teach those new owners how to handle the weapons. The store gives away gun locks for free, but she's also turned away some who've made the staff feel uncomfortable. Shelfer says owning a gun isn't for everyone.
You know, you have to go and seek training, and some people are like, they don't know the fundamentals of firearm safety, and we're like, this, I just don't know if this is the right time or the right tool for you. You know, you need to go out and get some training first. You know, we're not going to sell you a firearm. We don't feel comfortable selling you a firearm if you don't have any background in them, but more so if you seem to be unsafe with a firearm. You can't manipulate the slide in a way that you, with your finger on the trigger the whole time, or you're waving the gun around in the store. Like,
has that been happening? Have you guys seen
yeah.
those customers?
Yes.
According to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, demand for background checks has surged amid state-mandated store closures, a quickly rising unemployment rate, school shutdowns, and local restrictions asking people to stay at home and instituting curfews. Governor Ron DeSantis recently expressed concerns about implementing a statewide lockdown, which mostly Democrats have called for.
I definitely think some of the measures that have been done, even the statewide, when have they ever been done in Florida before? I mean, this is really something that we haven't seen in a long time. And some people think that the governor should just be a dictator and just order everyone in prison in their homes. And I don't think that would be an effective approach, but it's certainly not warranted in certain parts of the state.
State and local directives shuttering bars and restaurants, urging people to stay home, curfews and restrictions on movements. Those are issues that are raising questions about how far governments can go.
Primary responsibility for protecting public health rests with the state. And the Supreme Court has long recognized that states have what's called the police power, which is the power to take steps to protect the public health, safety, and welfare.
Michael Morley is a law professor at Florida State University. Turns out, much of what's happening now dates back to a 100-year-old U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
And so quarantine laws, isolation laws have long been recognized as an aspect of the police power. Over a century ago, in a case called Jacobson versus Massachusetts, the Supreme Court has said that this police power includes the authority in case of infectious disease to even mandate compulsory vaccination.
Obviously, it has not come to that. There's been talk of using hotels as hospitals or quarantine centers. And the mechanism for that is the Takings Clause in the Constitution, otherwise known as eminent domain.
The Takings Clause of the U.S. Constitution and state constitution let the government step in, take the property, and then the property owner, and either permanently or on a limited basis, right, for a limited duration, and then the property owner is entitled to receive the fair market value of that property, either the purchase value or, if the government only takes it for a limited period, the fair market rental rate of that property.
Morley says these are decisions being driven by the need for social distancing to slow the spread of a new disease that we don't have a vaccine for. He argues the consequences of not taking action could be worse than what he views as temporary inconveniences. But those same precautions are the ones stoking fear and leading people to panic buy toilet paper, food products, and guns. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement usually performs about 2,000 background checks a day this time of year. This month alone, the department has processed about 5,000 background checks per day, amounting to more than 142,000 checks performed so far, with several days breaking records. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.